Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, and what you gonna do? Oh.
matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Yes, starting off the show with that J. Moss, what we must praise. And it's never been a truer statement. You got to give praise. When God woke you up in the morning, the first thing you should do is thank him and sing out a little praise to him. This is another edition of the Mafia Radio Show with your boy Justified on Die 4 Radio. Shout out to Dialansky for allowing us to use his Blog Talk Network, you know, to bring this kingdom assignment to the airwaves, men of faith in action, and that's where we are. To everybody listening online, we appreciate you like we always do. If you want to join this conversation and join your faith with mine, dial in to 646-200-4945. Press that one button and we will get to you. It's another sunny day out here in Cali, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be the beginning of another season, but it still seems like summer around here. Sun shining bright, the heat is in full motion. I'm waiting for my special prayer warrior to join us on the line so we can get her to open up the show with some of that faith-filled prayer, you know what I mean? She brings it so well every week here. She's been coming to Mafia and joining us and, you know, inviting the spirit into the situation. I see her step into the queue line right now, and I'm going to put her mic on. How you doing this morning, Prophetess Davis?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, we do know that. Well, you know, I'm kind of getting used to you setting off the show with that opening prayer. I appreciate you, you know, making yourself available to join us here and, you know, to bring that gift that you've been blessed with, and that's that gift of prayer. Go ahead and, you know, invite that spirit into this situation, and let's get this show rolling.
Well, thank you for inviting me again, and all glory to God. Well, Heavenly Father, we just come boldly to your throne through the blood of the Lamb. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. As we enter into your courts with praise, we enter into your presence with worship. Father, we want to thank you for another unpromised day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because, God, you woke us up. We thank you for the little things we tend to take for granted, like just walking outside, being able to breathe. Father, we thank you that none of us were killed or harmed on our ways out of our front doors this morning. Father, we thank you because the sky is blue and the grass is green. The little things that have been taken for granted that mean so much. Father, we thank you for the perfect way that you planned and filled this earth with the wonderful things you've given to us. We thank you that we have eyes to see and read and speak your word. We thank you that we have these hands to hold your word, that word. Father, we thank you and we praise you for just being you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we want to just come before your throne today, and we want to just praise you and honor you for what you're about to do on this show today. We thank you for the men that you have put in place upon this show, Justified and Cocaine and Buddy Boy Records and all those that are affiliated with them. Father, we thank you for these great men. We thank you for their faith. We thank you for the positive influence they bring into this world. We thank you because you're opening doors for them that no man can shut. We thank you that you're closing doors that no man can open. Father, we thank you that you take them to a new platform, that we give you the glory for each step that they take as they rise up into a new level. Father, we just want to honor you and grace your presence today with worship. Father, we ask that if there's anything or anyone that we have harmed in any way, forgive us and allow your Holy Spirit to flow freely from this station today. Let your will be done and spoken. Let hearts be reached and changed. Let minds be transformed and brought into you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just thank you so much because you're you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because there is no other that could ever take your place. Father, we ask that you would lift up all ye heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up everlasting doors, that the King of Glory shall come into Buddy Boy, shall come into Cocaine, shall come into Justified, and this radio station, and all those affiliated. Let them to walk in and claim all the soldiers and all the lost souls that are listening on these airwaves today. Let their lives be brought over into your kingdom, that you be glorified, you be honored, and you be praised. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen again. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk about that grace that saves.
Man, standing here, thanking God for his grace. Yeah. It's hard sometimes. I don't deserve this love. I ain't do nothing to earn it. Show me unconditional, and I didn't return it. It's messed up because the moment you learn it, you gotta hope that you're wise enough to receive and discern it. Everybody smiling at me, don't mean me no good. Smiling faces tell lies, it ain't just in the hood. My whole life I've been misunderstood, and misunderstanding is 50 feet you killed in the hood. Surprised I'm still standing, gotta be a higher source. If God's the groom, surprised he don't want a divorce. No prenup, he gave it to me up front. Blessing with my talent, then I went and did what I want. I went astray, partied and played, but guess what? My moms and pops had already prayed. I don't care where you're from or how you behave, cause Jesus got the grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
I don't deserve this love. Yet you love me and strive. With all my bones in the closet, you look past my pride. I remember March of 98 when I almost died. When all my homies left me, you was right there by my side. You ain't never left me alone. You always shotgun in the ride. The only one that really know me and what goes on in my mind. You know the secrets I'm embarrassed to share. Sometimes it seems like you the only one that cares. No matter how I mess up, you always take me back and forgive. You should have left me a long time ago after stuff that I did. But it's not in your nature. You took a wretch like me and blessed me with favor. You gave me the gift of music, and while other brothers labor, I'm in the studio giving praises to my Savior. I try to forget the way I used to behave, cause Jesus got that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus, I wouldn't stand a chance. In this evil world, devil wants me to dance. I used to two-step with him until the music stopped. I was moving right with him. Man, I was such a disgrace. I let my love for the money take over God's place. You know how it goes on that paper chase. You ain't thinking about God until you catch a case. Light sitting made this rider pump his brakes. Little quiet time to reflect on my mistakes. A whole lot of things that I gotta correct. I refuse to abuse God's love for the homies' respect. Man, them busters wasn't really my friends. Just a bunch of male groupies wanting to ride in the pen. If they was really down, they would have accepted my change. And be glad I found that grace to save.
Jesus got that grace to save.
It don't matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you've been through, he always been there with you.
Jesus got that grace to save.
No matter what you did do, he's ready to forgive you.
Yeah, that was some straight spirit-filled heat coming out of that Justified Music Camp. That was off the Mr. and Mrs. Smith Project, Jesus Got That Grace to Save. And that is so true. To all our listeners online, the number is 646 200 4945 if you want to join this conversation. Got our lights lighting up already here on this switchboard, so I'm going to go to one of our mafia regulars. The big homie, J.M. Dre, is in the building. How you doing today, sir?
Everybody on the show, and definitely appreciate the prayer that came through. Very powerful.
Oh, yeah, we got to do it. You know what I'm saying? We roll with some spirit-filled folks in our circle, and this is the place where we all meet up and, you know, bring our giftings to the table. So, you know, prayer is definitely a gift that Prophetess Davis has been blessed with. I mean, we all have, you know, the blessing of the option to pray, but some of us just got them anointed prayers that God pays close attention to. And she's definitely anointed sister body of Christ, and appreciate her, you know, taking out time all the way from Texas, you know what I'm saying, to join us on the Mafia and bring that prayer to the table.
Definitely that, man. So definitely, like I said, definitely want to shout her out on that. Appreciate that, man. It's a good day out here in California, like you said, you know, filled with blessings and people, you know, looking to make their moves and do better for themselves. So it was a good day.
All day long, man. You know what it is. So how's your day rolling so far, big bro?
That is rolling, man. It's actually a little difficult. I haven't thought about it a lot today, but today is actually the second month that my cousin is now no longer with us. Today is the day. It's 2 months today. And just kind of thought about it as I was making a move. I've been working since about 4 o'clock this morning, so I just kind of thought about that. But just to say, you know, I love my cousin, Pooneli. I love you, man. It's going to be difficult not having you here throughout the rest of this journey of life, but you're still with us in spirit. So I just wanted to say that. But like I say, today is good. God bless everything in my day. I feel good about everything going on. So, you know, just appreciate the time to be on the airwaves.
That's what's up with it, brother. You know, you always got a spot here on Mafia to call in and get it off your chest. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to just have that fellowship with each other and, you know, have a platform, you know, to be able to share how you feel, man. And not only is, you know, the men of faith and action listening, we know that God is listening. And, you know, He's quick to come to our rescue when we need him. So that's definitely a blessing, you know, that you tune in every Sunday and call in and have your voice heard, man. It's power in our voice. God told us to make a joyful noise unto him. So that's what we do here on Mafia Radio, bro. We just, you know, open the call lines up and let his people, you know, follow in and say what they got to say. You feel me?
All day long. You know, I feel blessed and honored to be a part of it, you know what I mean, behind the scenes and in the scenes and all around the scenes. So, you know, this is a great platform for me. It's helping me out personally in my life to be able to have this platform to come to every Sunday. And I know there's folks out there that I reach out to that feel the same way because they let me know. So people are listening and gravitating to it, and it's going to continue to get better, and that's what we do. Buddy boy, JM, that's how we do our thing.
That's what it is, big bro. Well, you know what I like to do. I like to let that music do it. You know what I mean? The gift of music that has a message in it is so powerful. And, you know, we put that on a high platform here at Mafia Radio. You know what I mean? And sometimes we play that music that's giving God praise from artists that you didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? New guy like that. So with that being said, I'm going to take some from the big homie E-40 Fonzarelli representing that Bay Area. And this is one of his songs that I play a lot. And, you know, it's power in the message. Just Let Go and Let God by E-40. We'll be right back.
That's the one I wanted to hear.
Upside down, foreclosures, government auctions, bargains. It's nasty out here, it's bad. It's awful as one bit yesterday. Before yesterday, they picked up my car, got repossessed. What's next? They found cancer in her chest. My little homie mama, man, they talking about cutting off her breath. Ran hella tests, mammograms and stuff. Nervous breakdown. Her husband left when the rain pours. Somebody got shot today, and everybody know who did it. It's easy to kill a man, but it's harder to live with it. Karma used to take 3 years, but now it only takes 30 minutes. The victim's family shed their tears. Memorial Day, they go to visit the gravesite, the resting place of their family member, man. And then they light a candle and put flowers on it, man. A lot of my folks still here, a lot of my folks have vanished. Gotta provide you with the peanut butter and jelly, but you gotta
let
make
go,
the sandwich.
Let go, let go. Fight your battle.
I'm on the line with my relative. She cried. She said he might not come when you call him, but he always right on time. I said, that's old people talk. She said, them old people ain't lying. I was in church the other day, and all I put was a dime. A dime, yeah. A dime, triple time. I got bread and back today. Just enough to spend, but in a whole nother way. My income tax came in. Got some credit cards to pay, and I owe a couple friends. I said, I'm safe. Ain't nothing to be ashamed. We're all in the same boat, but God is in the blessing game. The majority of us broke. We all going through some time. Gotta pray and hold on to your hope, like a hubcap in the fast lane. My daughter pregnant, and her boyfriend don't give a damn. Cereal, milk, cheese, and eggs apply for the WIC program. EBT, EBT, electronic benefit transfer card. It's plain to see. Single parents got it.
Let's go, let's go. Fight your battles.
Fight your battles.
All you got to do is just believe and have the faith of a mustard seed. Let go,
let go, let go, let go.
Fight your battles.
Let it fire.
All you got to do is just believe and have the faith of a mustard seed.
It don't matter what you're going through. Trust in God, and He will see you through. Got no money, if you don't have no gas, if you're in a relationship and it seems like it ain't gonna last, let go and let God, 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 let Him fight your battle. Sometimes you got to.
Man, it's crazy. You feel like everybody around you pointing their finger judging. Never give you a chance to show who you are.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
It all started in my mama womb. When she was sad, I was feeling a little emotional. Felt her pain when she was going through her tribulations. Had me tossing and turning during her conversations. My memories give me memories of starvation. At the time, nobody cared. Mama had children. No handouts, no big papa. At the time, no heat, lights, or water. Mama had to do what mama had to do. Till she lost all her kids in the system. Now we're growing up, separated, torn apart. Feeling like Billy Ray Cyrus, achy, breaky heart. It started getting worse, didn't make sense. Like we had a curse, or it wasn't meant for us to be a family. Like the Huxtables, sitting at the round table, eating vegetables.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
Daddy took from his own son to get high. This a true story, let me take you through my life. I came a long way, thank God I survived. Started getting older, sins on my shoulders. Started feeling like Tupac seeing death around the corner. Raised around them all heads, all I know is thug life. Hanging with them boys up in Compton, they do or die. Only choice I had was hustling, trying to get by. Running from the police, losing friends, homicide. All I see is mamas cry. Living in the ghetto, niggas die before they 25. The government got you feeling like you're struggling. Still don't feel no leverage even with a black president. I guess the only way out is keep
on the outside looking in. You don't know.
You really don't know. You're just on the outside looking in. Stop being so judgmental. Look at yourself before you try to tell somebody else about themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, this song is dedicated to the memory of Wynonna Dutch, my beautiful mother, gone too soon from cancer. You know what I mean? Hey, you really don't know. It's also dedicated to my brother Pop Gates, Calvin Brown, laid to rest from his fatal death. May God bless us all, you know what I mean, on our journey to success. May also bless us with health and strength. Long life in jeopardy, you know what I'm saying? Though we go through our ups and downs, we gotta be strong and keep the faith, you know what I mean? You really don't know. Hey, Marquay Mitchell, I need you to take this to the next biggest person so they can take this to the next biggest person so I can be the next biggest person, you know what I mean? All I wanna say, man, is no matter what you're going through, always believe in something or fall for nothing. Real talk, dog. You really don't know. BMG.
Yea, Lord, I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Only the blessed survived all the trials and tribulations. Radio stations stay brainwashing this generation. What you hear about is all the children talk about. I stay here despite thinking about walking out, cause I don't fit in this matrix, let's face it. Cause nowadays everybody's rhymes are so basic. And though my flow is complicated, can't seem to cross the line. The best way to say we underrated. Some MCs though they souls and made it, lost the essence of life and don't appreciate it. Sacrifice to be initiated, and so it just don't work for me. So I always stay faded, intoxicated. My real family ain't related. My brothers in the struggle, we hustle just to make it. They go through it too, so they understand my pain. Only the blessed survive. Welcome to the game. My testimony in the story gets the sinner's ears, and whoever wonder how they still standing here. I live through the hate, trying to make it through the gate. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes. This testimony in the story gets the sinner's ears, and whoever wonder how they still standing here. We live through the hate, trying to make it through the gate. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes.
Somebody's gonna show up, but someone's gonna slow up. So every time I'm coming home, it's feeling like I just woke up. Mine's on Olympic, Bible strapped to my back, and I sure ain't thinking about no children. One in a million ain't even thinking about it, and if they are, well, probably doubt it. Ain't show love in a long while. Skip rock, kid talk, mine on that TikTok. It ain't easy making money, I'm smooth with it, honey. Stomach ain't rumbling, pen still tumbling. I could spit 100 bars and still can't spell officer. ID say Bobby, let me introduce Junior. Justify music and that would be the tutor. I'm a man, not a shooter. Direct you to the loser. Quick under pressure, kick push with the stretchers. But I'm gone for the night, might catch a flight. Let me tell you one thing for sure, blessed survive.
My testimony in the story catch the sinner's ears, and whoever wonder how they still standing here. I live through the hate, trying to make it through them gates. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes. This testimony in the story catch the sinner's ears, and whoever wonder how they still standing here. We live through the hate, trying to make it through them gates. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes.
And what I'm thinking is sinks in with my ink pen, and the weak man is only living for the weekend. Every day I say in prayer, asking for his guidance. I just wanna tell him thank you for all that he's providing. How can I stay silent and not share the testimony when I know what I've been through might get through to the homie? And some words of inspiration, they can heal a nation. Obama with that drama, they say he's a seed of Satan. I don't know, it's not for me to judge. Inspire the minorities to see it could be done. Black man is president, anything is possible. Plus God's in my life, so I'm feeling unstoppable. Go somewhere tropical, escape from the city. If heaven's anything like that, I wanna take the homies with me. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and open up your eyes. Time to realize only the blessed survive.
My testimony in the story catch the sinner's
is. And whoever wondered how they still standing here. I live through the hate, trying to make it through the gates. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes. This testimony given solely gets the sinner's ears. And whoever wondered how they still standing here. We live through the hate, trying to make it through the gates. Only the blessed survive and learn from their mistakes.
Music right there, you feel what I'm saying? We started it off with that E40 with Let Go and Let God, slid on over to the homie G Flame Bugatti with You Don't Know, and ended it off with a little more Justified music with that Bless Survive. We're just trying to put that message in the music and bring it here to Mafia Radio, where that's what y'all want to hear. Y'all want to hear that message from the street, from somebody that you know and really, really been through the trenches. And it just gives glory to God that he chooses who he uses, and it might not be who you think he's using. You know what I mean? He's bringing it to these soldiers in the street right now to really push his message throughout the world from coast to coast. You know, the most unlikely characters are coming to the table and representing for God, and it's definitely a great thing to witness, you know, all these men, you know, coming out of the dark and stepping into the light and, you know, being accountable and bringing that testimony to the table. It's a blessed day here on Mafia Radio. If you're listening online and you want to join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. Press that one button, and we will turn your mic on so you can speak your voice. I want to go to this book that we've been reading out of here on Mafia. I've been reading my daily devotional called Jesus Calling. It's 365 Days, a Good Word. And the entry for today, October 12th, is said to beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. There are several dangers to this practice. First of all, it is nearly impossible to discern what others actually think of you. Moreover, their views of you are variable, subject to each viewer's spiritual, emotional, and physical condition. The major problem with letting others define you is that it borders on idolatry. Your concern to please others dampens your desire to please me, your creator. It is much more real to see yourself through my eyes. My gaze upon you is steady and sure, untainted by sin. Through my eyes, you can see yourself as one who is deeply and eternally loved. Rest in my loving gaze, and you will receive deep peace. Respond to my loving presence by worshiping me in spirit and in truth. And Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's a good word right there. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's so easy to get caught up, you know, with what other people have to say about you. And you never know the true motivations behind the things that people are saying, whether it be jealousy or whether it just be they don't like you, you know what I mean? And, you know, they'll have a tendency to, you know, try to rain on your parade. So the most important opinion, you know, that there is of oneself is that opinion of God, because he created you and he's your provision. So if he's pleased and he's smiling at you, it don't even matter what other people say or what they think, because you might share with them, but the truth of the matter is they don't know everything. They don't know the whole story. You know, God looks at you with complete knowledge of who you are, what you've been through, and not only does he look at your actions, he has a tendency to look at your heart. So if your heart is in the right place and you're good with God, don't worry about what them haters and naysayers are saying, because that's all it is, an opinion. And this might be a little raw for Mafia, but, you know, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. So, and they all putting out different shit. Excuse my language, but I just keep it way real here on Mafia. I see we got a few different area codes hanging out in the queue line today. 336, 909, we got 310 in there, some 760s, some other areas that I'm not so familiar with where they are. But if you are on the line and you want to say something, you want to allow God to use you, please feel free to press that one button, and we will get you on the line. You're here for a reason. But, you know me, I'm the one that likes to play that music because I definitely believe in, you know, what God does through music and the messages that as artists we have been empowered with, you know, to be able to bring. So I'm going to take it to my co-host, you know, who's not with us today, out on the road handling some business, but he's here with us in the form of music. So I'm going to give you this new single by my big bro, Cocaine. This is Chicago. Definitely an eye-opener. Peep this out.
On the block, 2 minutes later, hear pop, pop, pop. Little girl bleeding on the sidewalk, and four young blacks lined out in chalk. Satan never sleeps in the heart of the windy street. 20 people got killed over the week, in a hostile environment where they close public schools and no jobs hiring. The black youth is scorned. These young brothers run around like children of the corn, and everybody got a gun. Now, I don't know any black gun shop owner, not one. Put the poison in the hood to kill ourselves. And ain't nobody doing shit to hell. Look at all this death that we facing. Obama nation or Obama's nation.
Young niggas be moving fast.
On the airwaves all across the country right now, bringing awareness to what's going on out there in Chicago. So we want to keep our brothers, not only in Chicago, but our brothers all over the world that's, you know, out there killing each other, man. Wake up. It's time to wake up. We want to take it to these call lines. I got a few people that hit that one button and want to join their faith of mine right about now. So we're going to take it down the line with this 559 that just chimed in. 559, you're on the line with Justified and the Men of Faith in Action. How you doing?
What's going on, man? It's Hot Rod, man.
Hot Rod all the way out in Fresno. What does it do, brother?
What's going on, baby, man? I really like what you're doing, man. You're a very blessed individual, man. You know, I'm on the same thing out here in Fresno, trying to get these little artists together, you know, and tell them to put them guns down, man, and pick up the microphones, you know?
Man, that's what it is, you know what I mean? Put the mics, put the guns down and pick up the mics, and don't speak death, speak life. We're going to have a freestyle minute, you know what I mean? But what's good with you, bro? I know you're doing a lot, you know, in the entertainment industry, throwing a lot of shows, comedy shows, artist showcases, and it could be very, you know, stressful dealing with these different characters. So I just want to ask you a question. How do you incorporate God into what it is that you do in this industry?
Well, this how I incorporate my God, man. You know, I pray about 10 or 15 times a day, bro. And, you know, when I be out here talking to these little brothers, man, I try to tell them, man, you know, you can make a difference, man. But, you know, first you got to believe in God and then believe in yourself, man. You know, that's how I incorporate God and what I do.
Yeah, that's real talk right there, man. And, you know, we need more people that are in, you know, powers of, you know, positions of power like yourself that, you know, out here moving and shaking and making things happen to, you know, accept that accountability and not just make it about, you know, we out here getting our paper. We all got to do that because it takes money to live. But, you know, behind getting that bread, you know, we out here speaking life and trying to, you know, direct these youngsters in the right path. So I definitely, you know, salute you for all that you do. You always put up your positive posts to your Facebook. And, you know, I know you to be a very, you know, a good man, bro. So I salute you, you know, for being a man of faith and, you know, keeping it in action out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Same to you, bro, man. Like I say, man, you're a very, very blessed individual, bro. And, you know, like you the other day, you know, what about the West, man? The West, we ain't never win, though, man. We just got to come together, man, and work as a team and work as a unit. And then, like I say, keep God in the formula, and things going to be all right, bro.
Yeah, and that's real talk, bro, because what I've come to find out is just the way that I try to run my business. You know what I mean? I try to, you know, it's business. But at the same time, I try to make, you know, the qualities of the people that work with us and, you know, the things that we do, you know, be positive and, like you said, keeping God first. And in order, you know, and this is, you know, on the West Coast politics or whatever, but for these West Coast artists, you know, to really regain that dominance that, you know, we once had in the music industry, is going to take putting God first because being, you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, and all that is no longer acceptable. We can't push that line no more. We pushed that line real hard in the 80s and the 90s, and now it's time, you know, for those same artists, you know, that promoted, you know, using a gun and pimping a hoe and, you know, pushing the drugs and all that. It's time for those, you know, that have grown up now and have wives and kids, you know, to bring that same voice that they used to push the enemy's agenda, you know, to come and push God's line. And I believe that'll be the only way that the light will be shed back on us is if we line up with God and push his agenda and get up off the bullshit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's enough said right there, baby boy. Like I say, man, you know, when I told the little cats and friends, no, man, you know, I was born out here, man. So I tell them, you know, y'all in y'all 20s and late, you know, early 30s, I'm like, man, you know, you kids weren't even born when I was doing this, man. You know, if I can change, y'all can change. Like, you know, yesterday I was in the community handing out food, man. I was telling you, you know, y'all riding right here fast in these cars. Y'all need to be down here, man. A few of them came back, but they just sat back, man. But, you know, I do what God tell me to do, Justified, man. I don't do what nobody else but God tell me to do, bro. And that's what Rod J and Clean Cut is about out here in Fresno, man. All the negative ones, just stay away from me, bro. And then y'all gonna see how God is gonna bless this movement, everybody moving who's doing something positive, man, because you know, he has to, man. And that's all I gotta say, bro.
That's what it is, bro. I appreciate you taking time out. You know what I'm saying? I know you could be watching the football game or doing anything, man, but you know, chose to call in the mafia and bring your faith to the table. So definitely salute you, and I am going to, when the show's over behind the scenes, I'm going to hit you up so we can organize that Fresno trip we was talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. It's going to be lovely, man. Just ask Brett, man. You know it's going to be lovely. And I'm, you know, I love what you're doing, man. Keep on doing it, man. And if Hancho, you listening, man, keep on doing what you do, bro. You know, that's the love one right there, man. We're going to connect this, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, if you want to hang out and hear some more good music and some more, you know, good testimony and input, man, hang on the line. You know what I mean? I know you got things to do, but God bless you, and I'm going to be at you after the show, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Amen to that. We want to keep it moving down these car lines. I see 336 is in the building. Let me turn on that mic. 336, you're on Mafia Radio. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you, Justified. I just wanted to say extra salute and all praise to everything that God has blessed your movement with. I'm from Chicago, so listening to that song for the first time, it was very dear to my heart because I know that it's a genocide in Chicago. There's kids. It's the kids that's killing the kids just to say they did it because it's so frequently. We have the martial law on the streets now in Chicago. It's beyond out of control. The numbers, I don't think the world knows the numbers of the bodies that is dropping in Chicago of kids, and I feel like it's making everybody numb. The mothers, the parenting, the community, and then you have all the politics going on with the police, bagging all the kids and putting fines on them just for pulling them over routinely, where they can't go anywhere else after they miss a court date due to fines. They can't get driver's license. There's no progress. You don't have enough money in the community for resources to be there, for the kids to stay active. I know the economy and job is bad everywhere, but I just want to thank you for being on the other side of the country and having a voice for Chicago.
Almost
that really
death.
Touched my heart.
Yeah, the homie Cocaine, he's out there, pushing that line right now. And, you know, as a label, you know, Justified Music and Buddy Boy Entertainment, you know, we've dedicated ourselves to addressing, you know, these social issues that are going on in our world. And, you know, trying to use, you know, whatever influence that we may have, you know, over the hip-hop community, you know, to try to start feeding them the answer instead of, you know, contributing to the problem. And there's a lot of artists out there that are contributing to the problem. When you go into a club and all these, you know, guys have to tell you to do is to pop a pill and turn up, that's contributing to the problem because these kids is popping pills and turning up, and then not only are they turning up, they're turning up dead. And, you know, so we try to be accountable, you know, with these two labels here, Buddy Boy Entertainment and Justified Music. You know, we try to put that music out that's, you know, going to speak to these youth and in a language that they can understand. You know, sometimes that man with the role behind the pulpit doesn't, you know, spark their interest because they already feel worlds apart. They feel like they can't relate, you know, to that man, even though that man behind that pulpit may have been right where they were at, but because there's no notoriety or they don't really know who they are, don't know their story, it may not be as effective. But when they can hear a Cocaine and a Justified and these different artists that, you know, they've heard over the years that been out there in these streets, you know, come to a place of accountability where they're willing to say, hey, it's time to grow up and, you know, put these guns down, it has a bigger effect, I think. And I think that's where God is moving right now. He's moving on these streets. He wants to get the streets aligned. The people in the church, a lot of them ain't even going to make it because they're not doing what they were instructed to do. I always believe that, you know, they say that grace is free, but I don't believe that. I believe that the grace that God gave us requires us to do something in return. And what that is to tell his truth. You know what I mean? A lot of people find God and then they stay away from the ungodly. That's not what we were called to do. He told us to fish for men. And unless you get out here in these streets and cast that pole, we ain't going to catch the men. They're going to feel left out and unloved. And so we're just trying to spread a little love through this Mafia platform, Men of Faith in Action, which isn't just men, it's women. And we are using our faith, you know, and putting these prayers out there and smashing in the streets for real and snatching these little niggas by their collar and showing them something better. So
that's
salute
great.
To you for that's enduring
good.
What you're out there in the streets of Chicago. You still with me, sis?
I'm still with you. I just been through so much, and the show ain't long enough, but I just want to just tip my hat off and give you guys a standing salute and just continue to keep me, keep Chicago in your prayers. I'm loving this show.
Amen, and this show is loving you. You know what I mean? What we do it for. We do it, you know, for the people, for the fellowship, you know, for those that, you know, might not have made it off, you know, out of the bed to get to a service. You know, we bring it here to Mafia, but we bring it real, and you know, it's not scripted. It's not nobody acting. It's all real talk, and you never know who's going to call in or what somebody going to call in and say. So we just appreciate you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. That's a blessing.
Thank you.
Amen to
that.
All the time. Well, you know me, like I said, I be on that music. This show is not just for y'all, it's for me too. I like to get inspired and encouraged. So we done our thing with the rap right now. So I wanna say to everybody that's listening to this show right now, I'm gonna go into this Marvin Sapp and he's telling y'all, don't count me out. Don't give up on me just yet. God is still working and his plan always comes to pass. This is Marvin Sapp. Check it out.
Left alone, but never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front. So don't count me out. If you don't see what he sees, you can't help but to throw me. He's resting on me. I'm his choice. Hand her his heart. Be amazed.
That Marvin Sapp right there with Don't Count Me Out. Definitely a song that I go to a lot of times just to reaffirm myself and let myself know that a king is being built. And there's more than one king. That's why God said he's the king of kings. That means there's many kings, but he's the greatest king of all. So for my men out there, start seeing yourself as the king that God made you to be and get that faith cracking and put it in action. We wind it down to the last couple minutes of the show. It's been another inspiring and encouraging show here on the Men of Faith in Action radio show. I want to thank everybody that listened online, those that called in, those that pressed that one button and let their voice be heard. We'll be back here next Sunday again at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and, you know, we'll be bringing our faith to the table. Hopefully you'll return and join your faith with ours. Right now I'm going to end it out with some more Justified music. Forgive me, but the Spirit is saying to say it. And I'm going to end the show with this new single that we're about to push called It Ain't Easy. Y'all have a blessed Sunday afternoon, and keep your eyes on God because he's keeping his eyes on you. We'll see y'all again next Sunday. Peace.
When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my life. Ask him to watch over my kids and my wife. It's perilous times that we living in. He's about to come back. It's like all the youngsters want to do is rap and sell crack. Credit checks to get a job. I'm telling you, this ain't fair. Too many women carrying a load because baby daddy wasn't there. Nobody cared. Got her on wit. Let it make her late. She's just waiting on her benefits. EBT. T-bones and shrimp. $2 rent. Make sure she got enough to get a fit. She going out. Call herself looking for love. Always end up with her heart broke cause she looking in the club. Shorty like them thugs. You know them gangs sitting tight. You know the ones that wanna move in so they always spend the night. Her mama told her she better wake up, put some God in her life if she ever wanna get things right.
It ain't easy. In fact it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones that judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God.
The homie just got out the pen. He did 10. Hit a lick with his partners. Then them suckers turned him in. Ain't no loyal to these streets. Niggas is for they sales. And if you can't help yourself, then don't expect nobody else. He need a place to stay. But his mama smoke crack. His little brother play basketball. Good enough to get a contract, but he probably won't. That's just the way that it goes. He too busy being a knucklehead and howling at hoes. He's a statistic. He already got a number. Just came home in November. He gon' go back by the summer. I hate to say it, but it's true. That's what they do. Can't adapt to the free world and hook up with their crew. Here come the boys in blue. Now we through. Cause last time he went in was strike two. Nothing left to do. But pray get out. Hope he finds God inside and figures it out.
It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God.
My mama passed away, and I admit it was rough. Consumed myself for work like I hadn't been touched. Then my wife got sick. What am I to do? When life gets us down, I know all we got is you. So I fell to my knees and started asking for you to keep your grace upon us no matter what happens. I'm going through it. It ain't ever been harder. Thinking about making the future for my daughters. They deserve to have the best, and I gotta provide. 9 to 5, can't get it done, homie. I'm out here on the grind. I'm an entrepreneur, trying to build it on my own. Build up my credit score, go out here and get me a loan. I got the vision, it just requires my faith. The provision comes through my father, so I patiently wait. I know we gotta get better, cause he said it would. And I'd be lying if I said that God ain't good.
It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. hard. Ain't no two ways about it, we need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us, we need God.